This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again at this time, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners, one here and one there who will take time out to listen to God's Word. And it's always a gracious time for me to come here over these ether waves, over these little broadcasts, and send out the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to those who will sit and listen, stand and listen. And I just want to tell you how happy I am to be with you, the Old Trailblazer. We've been through many trials and tribulations here. Most of you are aware now that Katrina has come and gone, but the devastation is still here. And maybe some of you are not aware that we are relocating all of our business, the church affairs, to Baton Rouge, which is about 90 miles from New Orleans. Our buildings were devastated to where they cost more to repair than they're worth, probably. So we're just moving. We're just in limbo right now, hoping to get money and material together to build a new chapel here in Baton Rouge, where we have a small chapel now. But the Lord is gracious. He's given us contentment to be still and wait on the Lord. Isn't that grace that the Lord has done that? But I want to give you two or three things. First of all, our bookstore, Radio Bible and Bookstore, Book Room, is open, wide open. We're doing mail order, email, phone calls, and fax business now. And we have a new catalog that we recently sent out, and people are responding. We're selling more books now than we were in New Orleans. So that's the Lord's business. But that telephone number for the bookstore is 225-664-8658. Now, if you'd like to have a catalog, write me, call me, email me. My email address is pastor@radiomissions.org. Then our website is simply radiomissions.org. There you can look up our mission statement, what we most surely believe. You can look up there the broadcast schedule of all of our radio stations across this nation, the Voice of Truth, and all many other things. And if you would, if you'd like to, call me, write me. I'll be glad to talk with you. One other thing I want to mention. Recently, we went on a new station in Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's WFUR, WFUR, Grand Rapids, Michigan. And it's the Old Trailblazer at 8:15 a.m. Monday through Friday. So if you're hearing that station maybe for the first time, the Trailblazer broadcast, you sit down and write me or call me. I'd like to know. We're conducting a survey now to see who's listening. We've canceled a couple of stations in the last month because simply nobody was listening. Or seemingly nobody responded, so we canceled those stations. And then folks will squeal like a stuck pig. Why did you take my station off? Well, because you didn't write me. You didn't let me know that you were listening. I didn't ask you for anything. I just asked you to let me know if you was listening. So I asked you to do that. Would you do that? Old Trailblazer longs to hear from many of you folks. Some of you I haven't heard from in a long, long time. And then some of you who were displaced from the city here, who was a regular attendance at the services, now you're out Atlanta and Memphis and wherever, would you write me and let me know where you are and how you're doing? If you would, I appreciate it. So if you would, just get in touch with me. And we're still going on day by day, getting out the gospel, preaching every Sunday. Our broadcast over the internet every Sunday from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock, then 11 to 12 over radiomission.org. They're our website. And you can pull us up there and hear us over the internet, then on Sunday night and Wednesday night. But we're coming down to the close of our study that we've been in now for probably 6 months on the revelation of Jesus Christ. And we're getting down close to the end. And I want to mention this before I forget. All of these messages, these notes and outlines, I've told you many, many times that I picked up Pastor Shelton's booklets on those studies and gleaned from them. And that's where I got the basis of my material, many, many things that I never knew because I'm not a scholar. But I want to tell you those messages that he brought over the radio 50 years ago, 40 years ago, are soon to be aired over our broadcast, The Voice of Truth. And I think there's about 70 of those 30-minute broadcasts. They're in print and also on tape if you'd like to have them, but they're going to be coming up on our Voice of Truth broadcast. So let's get started back in our study at this time. We gave you in our last study or two a description of the New Jerusalem or the capital city of the new earth as set forth there in the 21st chapter of Revelation. The first five verses of the 22nd chapter of Revelation continue that description of this new city. The Apostle John saw the city from the outside at a distance, which fact accounts for a description of the exterior of the city rather than the interior. We're not told much about the interior of this gracious city, yet Christ said, there are many mansions there, according to John 14:1-3. And oh, listen, if you're God's child, I believe with all my heart that there's a deep longing. You may not be, as I told someone, I'm not standing out in the road waiting for the Lord to come. No, but I'm silently, quietly waiting, and I want to go home to that city. I'm tired of this old city. The old trailblazers coming on down now to the evening shadows of life. Folks ask me, how you doing, trailblazer? I said, well, I'm growing weary. Growing weary. Of course, we've been through much here, much trials, much trauma, much anxiety with the ministry. And then I hear from folks who tell me they want to be saved, and yet they're not seeking the Lord. They're not pressing on to know the Lord. They're taken up with the beggarly elements of the world. Many of them are my own family. Oh, listen, those things cause God's child, God's pastor especially, to grow weary. When you see eternity looming up on the horizon, and folks will not have the gospel. Now let's turn with your Bibles in your hand, if you have them there, and many of you on the highways, you truckers, would you just listen? Let me read the first five verses of the 22nd chapter. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God of the Lamb, and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were good for healings of the nation. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. And his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and in his name, and his name shall be in their foreheads, and there shall be no more night there, for there is no need of a candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Now, in those gracious verses, my friend, in these verses, we see the redemption, that redemption ends in the same manner in which human history began. In the beginning with a paradise, thence moved out through the strange and untried paths until it comes back to the point from which it started. We might say that the Genesis is this book of beginnings. Revelation is a book of endings. The consummation of events which began in the book of Genesis. In the garden in Eden there was the age of innocency. Then came the long and dreary time of sin and corruption. But here in the closing verses of the book of Revelation, the time of innocency returns to depart no more. Now isn't that a gracious thought? It returns. That time of innocency. It's hard to say a little bit. It's when Adam and Eve were innocent of sin. They had no sin there in the beginning. Verse 1, John shows us a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal. Oh, my friend, this new city is not without its water supply. But I think of those things. When he talks about water clear as crystal, I don't know how many of you have been to Florida there in those gracious places where they have those clear water. Oh, it's such a beautiful picture. I know in many places, especially here in Louisiana, the rivers are often muddy and defiled. But there in Florida, I've been there where they have those natural springs. You can see them bubbling up through the clear water and see the fishes there 25, 30 feet deep. And then cold as ice. Cold as ice. The children used to go in swimming down there when we were younger and the children were younger. And they'd just shake like a leaf when they come out of the water because it's cold as ice. But here we see these waters clear as crystal. This city is not without its water supply. There is a river named Water of Life. Listen now. Water of life, clear as crystal, Water is one of the best things that could happen on earth. Man can live without food much longer than he can live without water. There's nothing in this world that's precious as water to a thirsty, dry, burning individual. Oh, my friend, I spoke last night on this, one of those Beatitudes where it says, "He that hungereth and thirst after righteousness shall be filled." My friend, did you get that? He who that hungers and thirst after righteousness. Have you ever been thirsty? Oh, I do. I do. And many times we have that hot, steamy weather here in South Louisiana, and it's 90 degrees and 100 humidity is at 100 point, and it's just hot and thirsty. But to go there, I can remember when I was a child, we lived on a farm, of course, and we had a big old dug well out in the backyard. You know what a dug well is? It's a big old hole about 4 foot square, dug down there till the water. Ours was about 20 feet deep. And it was a what they call a curb well, had a curbing down inside of it to keep it from falling in. But we'd come in from the field hot and dusty, in the old well out there in the backyard under shade of a big old tree. My dad would say, "Boys, run out there and get me a..." We dipped it up with a bucket, of course, with a windlass on the top of it. He said, "Go out there and get me a bucket of water in that north corner." We thought he really meant something. But that's where the water was the coolest, my friend, on that north corner. Certainly, he was just being facetious with us, but we went out there and did it, and because we obeyed our Father. But I never will forget drinking from that old bucket. Just drinking from that old bucket. Now I'm drinking from that tree of life, from that water of life, clear as crystal. Clear as crystal, my folks. I want to hammer home on that. We have so much awaiting us there in that new city, in that new Jerusalem, where the water is clear as crystal. There's no sin there. Nothing there to pollute, my friend. No, that river will be sparkling. Now, listen. Oh, listen. In Genesis 2:10, we find a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it parted and became four heads. So the new paradise will have its river of water of life. And this river is a heavenly river. It belongs to the new city and is for the use and joy of heavenly people. Its waters are literal waters. It belongs to that golden city. We on earth will never know such waters. And only those who are blood-bought, who will inhabit that new city, will enjoy such a blessing. Oh, listen, David said in Psalms 46:4, "There's a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High." We see that heaven is not a place of dust and drought. No, it has an overflowing river proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb, pure and crystal clear and cannot be defiled. My friend, that's what our salvation is. Cannot be defiled. Oh, I hear these folks say, "Well, you can be saved today and lost tomorrow." No, that's erroneous, my friend. That's only a fool that would say such a thing. Doesn't know his Bible. But I just tell you at this time, the old trailblazer longs to hear from some of you. Just tell me that the Lord recently saved you. I love to hear a newborn baby cry, don't you? Have you ever been to the hospital when they bring that baby out and it goes to crying? Wink, 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 wink. Yeah, that's right. And I remember I had Sister Young, a lot younger than me. I remember when the doctor came there, delivered those babies, that baby, and we could hear it crying. Oh, we may have not known what was going on, but we knew it was a baby coming into the house. My friend, let us look to the Lord. My time's run out. I wish you'd look to the Lord. Write me. My mailing address is the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70174. Goodbye, and God bless you.